I'm Jeanette Gwen for South Carolina Public Radio. Spoleto Festival USA is a 17-day festival running through June 11th with 160 performances in Charleston, South Carolina. My guest is Nigel Redden, General Director. Nigel, time is short. Tell me as much as you can about this year's festival.
Well, the wonderful thing about Spoleto Festival USA is that it's about so many different things. It's about opera and dance, it's about jazz, it's about popular music, it's about chamber music, it's about symphony orchestras, it's about theater, and in some ways it's about finding out how the arts can make a city come alive. Because not only are the 160 events that Spoleto Festival USA puts on important, but there are also 500 or 600 events from Piccolo Spoleto, so that the town comes alive in a way that is very, very special. In the Gilliard, we have this wonderful opera, Eugene Onegin, which has been in rehearsal for about 4 weeks before we opened. And in the Dock Street, we have Waiting for Godot. We're also doing a Vivaldi opera in the Dock Street.
I'm going to ask you a series of quick suggestions now. If someone has young children, what would be a good performance for them?
Well, I mean, one of the things that I would encourage, if the children can stay out late, is that we've got an installation in Marion Square, and it's called Slow Dancing. And it's these three screens on which are projected images of individual dancers. The dancers are doing solos that last about 5 seconds. However, the solos have been slowed down so that they maybe take 10 minutes to watch. And what this means that the dancers are defying gravity. When they jump, it seems as if gravity has no hold on them. And because the screens are 30 by 50, they are just huge, iconic figures. And I think if this doesn't attract a young audience and make them wonder about, wow, can you do that? I think nothing will.
What about a show for someone who wants to be challenged and stretched outside their comfort zone?
We have a number of shows that are about contemporary events. And one of them is called Angel, which is about a Kurdish woman who was a sharpshooter and who is dealing with the civil war in Syria. And it's a personal story and in some ways a true story. I think if you're interested in how people deal with the unthinkable, I mean, theater is about storytelling, and it means that we can enter somebody else's life. This life is portrayed vividly in front of us.
Nigel, what have we missed that you'd like to tell us about?
Well, one of the things that I should have mentioned is the orchestra concerts that happen during the festival. We have an orchestra made up of young musicians who are auditioned from around the country, and they play incredibly well. I mean, music education at the conservatory level is really first rate in America, and we have a number of opportunities to hear them. There's the celebration concert, which basically reprises some of the events from the history of the festival. And then John Kennedy, who actually selects the orchestra, is our resident conductor and the director of orchestral activities, is going to perform Mahler's Fourth Symphony, extraordinary music, and actually a new piece by Thorvaldsdottir. Sorry if I've mispronounced that name. She's an Icelandic composer whose work, Dreaming, will be on that concert as well. But of course, the orchestra is also in Music and Time and in the three operas that we're doing, Eugene Onegin, Farnace, and Quartet.
Nigel Redden, General Manager of Spoleto Festival USA. Nigel, thank you for your time today and all your good work all these years.
Well, thank you very much, Jeanette.
I'm Jeanette Gwen. Spoleto Festival USA runs through June 11th in Charleston, South Carolina. To share this interview or find more information, visit southcarolinapublicradio.org.